Chapter 9. Do not rejoice, O Israel. Do not act joyful like the peoples. For by fornication you have gone from alongside your God. You have loved gifts of hire on all the threshing floors of grain. Threshing floor and wine press do not feed them, and sweet wine itself proves disappointing to her. They will not continue dwelling in the land of Jehovah, and Ephraim must return to Egypt. And in Assyria they will eat what is unclean. They will not continue pouring out wine to Jehovah, and their sacrifices will not be gratifying to him. They are like the bread of times of mourning to them. All those eating it will defile themselves. For their bread is for their own soul. It will not come into the house of Jehovah. What will you people do in the day of meeting, and in the day of the festival of Jehovah? For look, they will have to go because of despoiling. Egypt itself will collect them together. Memphis, for its part, will bury them. As for their desirable things of silver, nettles themselves will take possession of them. Thorny bushes will be in their tents. The days of being given attention must come. The days of the due payment must come. Those of Israel will know it. The prophet will be foolish. The man of inspired expression will be maddened on account of the abundance of your error, even animosity being abundant. The watchman of Ephraim was with my God. As regards a prophet, there is the trap of a birdcatcher on all his ways. There is an animosity in the house of his God. They have gone down deep in bringing ruin, as in the days of Gibeah. He will remember their error. He will give attention to their sins. Like grapes in the wilderness, I found Israel. Like the early fig on a fig tree in its beginning, I saw the forefathers of you people. They themselves went in to Baal of Peor, and they proceeded to dedicate themselves to the shameful thing, and they came to be disgusting like the thing of their love. As regards Ephraim, like a flying creature their glory flies away, so that there is no giving birth, and no pregnant belly, and no conception. For although they bring up their sons, I will also bereave them of children, so that there will be no man, because woe also to them when I turn away from them. Ephraim, whom I have seen like Tyre planted in a pasture ground, even Ephraim is destined to a bringing out of his sons, even to a killer. Give to them, O Jehovah, what you should give. Give them a miscarrying womb and breast shriveling up. All their badness was in Gilgal, for there I had to hate them. On account of the evil of their dealings, I shall drive them away from my own house. I will not continue on loving them. All their princes are acting stubborn. Ephraim must be struck down. Their very root must dry up. There will be no fruit that they produce. Also, in case they bring to birth, I will even put to death the desirable things of their belly. My God will reject them, for they have not listened to him, and they will become fugitives among the nations.